Traditions about Nagas are very common in the Buddhist countries of Asia. In many places, the Naga concept has merged with local traditions of great and wise serpents. In Tibet, the Naga was said to dwell in lakes or underground streams and guard priceless treasures. They are also believed, according to some legends, to inhabit massive hollow underground caverns. In China, the Naga was often equated with the dragon. In Thailand and Java, the Naga is a wealthy underworld deity. In Laos, they are considered seafaring or water serpents. In a Cambodian legend, the Naga were a noble race of serpent people who possessed a large empire in the Pacific Ocean region. The Naga king's daughter married a man, and from their hybrid union sprang the Cambodian people. Therefore, one will often find Cambodians still say that they are born from the Naga. The seven-headed Naga serpents, depicted as statues on Cambodian temples such as Angkor Wat, represent the seven races within Naga society, and this social caste system has a mythological, occult, or symbolic association with the seven colors of the rainbow. A tribal legend from Northeast India claims that their ancestors emerged from a subterranean land inside the earth in ancient times, and that the underworld is still inhabited by this advanced Naga race. They also claim that they harbor a disdain for human beings, whom they are said to abduct, torture, interbreed with, and even eat. In Hindu mythology, the Naga legends speak of a serpent race that live underground and are described as children of gods who got married with human kings and queens and bore them children. In Chinese legends, dragons are not the frightening flying beast that they are portrayed today, but wise creatures that would be mentors of kings and creators of kingdoms. Many Tibetans are mentioned to have entered the caves of the Nagas, which expand for miles beneath the mountains of Asia. Could there be any truth to the legends of serpent people who dwell in these caves below the surface? Are there any other places around the world that share similar stories of mysterious inner earth civilizations of troglodytes? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist and an author, and I'd like to invite you to explore some of these mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock their riddles, which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History, and Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth. I appreciate all the positive feedback, and I'm very grateful to have made so many like-minded friends who share my passion and interest in archaeology, genetics, and anthropology in general. And I look forward to the upcoming events in Los Angeles. Thank you.